From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA has announced its final rule regulating the production of U.S. hemp. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, the final rule incorporates modifications to regulations established under the interim final rule published in October 2019. The modifications are based on public comments following the publication of the IFR and lessons learned during the 2020 growing season. The final rule, available for viewing in the Federal Register, becomes effective March 22nd. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association approved its top 2021 policy priorities with a continued focus on advocating for increased opportunities for producer profitability. According to agrimarketing.com, NCBA's policy priorities for the coming year include price discovery and transparency in cattle markets, continued efforts to ensure that all plant-based or cell-grown protein products are labeled truthfully with ingredients fully represented, and remain committed to protecting those in the cattle industry while strengthening the beef supply chain to meet the growing demand for U.S. beef. In its second proposal to settle future lawsuits that allege its Roundup weed killer is carcinogenic, seed and ag chemical giant Bayer said on Wednesday that it would pay up to $200 million to individual claimants and a maximum of $2 billion overall. As reported by Agriculture.com, the offer, which was submitted for approval to a U.S. District Court judge in San Francisco, would cover lawsuits filed in the next 4 years. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.